On today's episode of Keeping It Real, Cam Marston wonders about the small changes he could make to the things around him that would make things better. But for some reason, he won't do it.
Every time I open my refrigerator, the butter falls out. The butter sits in the top shelf of the refrigerator door in a small cabinet. The cabinet's too small for the box of 4 sticks of butter, so we take the butter out and put the sticks in the cabinet of the refrigerator door. And now the cabinet door closes, but the butter falls out each time the refrigerator door opens. There's no lip on the cabinet to keep the butter inside. The cabinet door opens very easily, and the butter falls out nearly every single time. If I moved the butter, it would never happen again. So, the question. Why in the world do I not find a different place for the butter? Why do I continuously put the butter in the same poorly designed cabinet in the refrigerator door? I can't explain it. And it makes me wonder. No. It makes me worry about myself. In my car is a screw-in plug for a bathtub drain. It was damaged a while back, and it's been in my back seat to remind me to look for a new one somewhere someday. It's been in the back seat for, conservatively, 2 years. I see it every day, and the same thought occurs. Why don't I throw this dang broken plug away? I've since bought a rubber stopper for the tub. It's ugly, but it works. But I keep thinking I'll find a replacement for the original plug, or, even more unlikely, the time to find the replacement for the original plug. That broken plug has become a part of my car. I never think about it until I see it, and if I threw it away, I'd never think about it again. A book sits on my bedside table that's been there for years. It's a biography of Magellan, and I kind of think I'd like to know more about him. I read the dust jacket, I bought the book, and I put it on the bedside table, and there it sits. If I put it away on a bookshelf, I'd never think about the book again, but I don't. I leave it on the bedside table, and I see it every night. The pocket knife in my closet that's so dull it's unusable. The one Tylenol tablet that sat on my dresser for ages. Snapshots from a trip long ago that I want to blow up and frame for my desk in my office that sit in a drawer. Why can I tell people around me, my kids for example, to declutter their life, throw away their junk, and organize their space, but I can't do it myself? I'm not a hoarder. But even the thought of throwing away that broken bath plug bothers me, and I can't explain it. These things are, for some weird reason, a part of me, and it makes me want to go grab a beer out of the fridge and wonder about it, and then pick up the butter. I'm Cam Marston, and I'm just trying to keep it real.
To hear more commentaries, search for Keeping It Real with Cam Marston on your favorite podcast app. Or follow Cam Marston on social media.